Labour consultant Austin Gamme says government is right in seeking legal interpretation and reporting to the Labour Commission on the strike by public sector workers. He said in the current circumstances, that is the only option left to government. The 8 Labour organisations last week declared a strike against government's decision to have a hand in the management of the second-tier pension fund, saying the decision is in contravention of the Pension Law 2008, Act 766. But government said the strike is illegal and has sued the 8 labour organisations. The labour organisations say they are yet to receive any legal suit from government. Mr. Gamme was speaking on Unique Breakfast Drive.
The Director General of Ghana Education Service and NACS and CCC and NAGRAT cannot just have a meeting and finalise a decision without the consent of the principal employer. Concerning this second tier, you cannot do that. That is why the directors have a right and have a say in determining who manages their pension scheme. They really have to do it with all the carefulness that it deserves. Union, you can be elected today, tomorrow you can be taken out of office. So you don't commit everybody, who some of them are not even members of the union, to a decision that will disturb their peace tomorrow. So the principal employer, who also doubles as government, when there is a problem with the second tier, whether 10 years or 15 years to come, will ultimately be held accountable. And so people should not hurriedly impose upon this nation some load that we cannot carry tomorrow.
Has the appropriate step been taken, as it were, to sue these labor unions?
I think the clarity here is that government wanted some clarity in the matter, and the only body that is closed with authority to interpret this law is the Supreme Court. Once the two sides are not finding their range right, the only body they can go to is the Supreme Court, and one of them can initiate the move. And so we have to differentiate between government suing the workers in respect of industrial relations matter from seeking interpretation. The only bit that is of concern is the element of, is it legal or not legal? Now, we understood that government also reported this matter to the National Labour Commission, which is the right place to go in respect of the industrial relations aspect of it.
You had Labour consultant Austin Gamme.